This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Three powerful bombs rocked central Baghdad this morning. Foreign embassies were the intended target. At least 30 were killed and scores wounded. Yesterday, a massacre killed 24 people south of the capital. Iraq is now in the middle of delicate negotiations to form a new government after last month's elections. American officials worry that the violence will continue throughout the process. NPR Baghdad Bureau Chief Quil Lawrence joins us. And Quil, can you describe the scene of the bombings, please?
We were only able to get close to two of them before police had cordoned off the areas, but it's an all too familiar scene, unfortunately, here in Baghdad of burnt cars and bodies, wounded, dead, buildings nearly destroyed. In one case, with the Iranian embassy, which is right downtown near many government ministries here, the suicide bomber, who police say it was a suicide bomber driving a car bomb, managed to get right up to the gate of the embassy before he detonated himself. And so, you know, rescue workers were trying to get the wounded out, helicopters flying overhead and shutting down traffic throughout the city.
Well, I would imagine the Iranian embassy is pretty well guarded. So why are such well-guarded sites still vulnerable? I mean, that vulnerable to car bombs.
Exactly. This is something that whoever is setting off these car bombs has proven time and time again in August, in October, in December, and in January, that they seem to be able to infiltrate even the most heavily guarded parts of the city. The bomb that was near the Syrian and German embassies today was inside one of the most heavily guarded parts of Baghdad as well, tiny streets with many checkpoints that we went through on our way to the scene, and it seems impossible that someone with a car full of explosives should have been able to get there. And it really does undermine people's confidence that the state can provide them any sort of safety here.
Any indication that these bombings were connected to the political process going on now in Iraq?
That's the speculation. In an election that came down largely along sectarian lines, there are rumors flying about who might have wanted to carry out these bombings, particularly against the Iranian embassy. Iran is seen as having a very strong hand with some of the Shiite politicians here. And in fact, some of the political leaders went straight to Tehran as soon as the election results were announced. But again, these are rumors and speculation. When these sort of things happen in Baghdad, it's really anyone's guess who might be behind it.
But do you not observe an increase in the use of suicide bombers, whether, you know, by car or people who are wearing explosives on their person? There just seems to have been so many of them in the past few weeks.
The quantity is actually somewhat lower still to the levels of violence we saw a couple of years ago, but they seem to be more spectacular attacks, and they seem to be intended to stir up the sectarian violence that we saw a few years back, and it just remains to be seen whether the Iraqi people have the stomach to return to that, whether they are tired enough of the violence that they'll resist these provocations. And that's what both American and Iraqi officials on the ground have said, that they see these attacks as intended to stir up violence, and they're just hoping that that they'll fail.
Any idea when a new government may be formed?
I was actually talking with a senior advisor to the prime minister just right after these bombs went off, and he was saying it's going to be a very slow process. There needs to be patience. We've seen furious negotiations between all of the sections. We're thinking that it'll be the summertime at least before we see a new government here. And, of course, by that time, American troops will have reduced their number by almost half here in Iraq.
NPR Baghdad Bureau Chief Quil Lawrence. Quil, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.